friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the time for saving.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Our number two, 713-780-ESPN. Your number 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Carlson Radio. Andrew Carlson filling in today. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. If you want to watch us on Twitch, you can, well, watch me on Twitch and Andrew. You'd rather watch Andrew than me. You can go to the Twitch channel right now and put your comments on there. Miss the first hour, little sports, little TV, a little bit of everything. And start day one of, well, AJ broadcasting from home. I'm in studio today, but hopefully we'll be broadcasting from home tomorrow. And so far, so good. I don't notice any real difference other than I don't have AJ sitting there scowling at me when I say something he hates. So that's pretty much the only thing. Asking for a friend said, you have to tell me how you get to the Galleria from downtown in 11 minutes. Holy bleep, it took me half an hour Friday to get the Kleins to get Angela's engagement ring. Congratulations, by the way. Real simple, man.
Welcome to coronavirus traffic.
Yeah, well, I come in kind of the back way. I basically take Leland to Hamilton, get on 59, and then 59 to Chimney Rock and come in the back way. And when there's no traffic, now when there's traffic on a normal day, that can be anywhere from 20 minutes to 50 minutes. Right now, I did 11 on the way home last night, so I might have been going a little fast too. But John says, thanks, y'all are awesome. Keep me sane at work. People are going crazy for beer in Dayton.
Better than meth.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? Dayton's not that far away. You could sneak over here and make a run. Jermaine says Brady Papinga is on drugs or he's clickbaiting, maybe both. Greg says I'm a diehard Saints fan, and even that made me cringe. Sounds like a poor man's Skip. Yeah, that's kind of what it is, right? I mean, it's the ridiculous hot take.
Yeah, and it's some guy who's a fringe media guy trying to make a name for himself, I'm guessing, but it doesn't come off pretty.
And Jay says, I'm an electrician still working, but unfortunately we had to lay off 20 people since Thursday.
Damn.
Man, I'm sorry to hear that because, and I mean, we're going to hear a lot of that. So, yep. Hey, we'll all get through it together, man. We'll do the best we can. And Colts fan Jose says, hey, shout out to beautiful Andrew. He's on point with the music, A+. Yeah, he's doing a really good job.
The intro.
Well, the reality is he's having to deal with, you know, two different shows that he never really works, and different personalities. We were talking a little bit off
three air. Shows.
Well, three shows, yeah. Because
another one after us.
Oh, and those guys are divas. Oh my god! But no, just kidding. I love those guys. But no, it's like little stuff. Like Barry wants him to say "Mike's hot" in his ear, so he knows the mic's hot, and I don't. I just look at the light when the light comes on, and I start talking because I don't really want somebody's voice in my head when I'm trying to talk. So just little stuff like that he's having to deal with, and all the different things that. So, yeah, he's doing a really good job, and all these guys are kind of being asked to do some things, and we appreciate them, and they'll do great. So give them a pat on the back. The Real D Green says, does anyone know anybody who's gotten sick? I'm starting to believe in conspiracies. I personally do not. Oh, you know what? I do. I do know two people, that are related to someone who works here.
Yep.
So that's the only two I know of, but that doesn't mean – that really doesn't mean anything. So, hey, can I pitch the people on something real quick?
Sure.
Let's talk about this weekend. I spent some time writing some new fiction. I wrote a new Jesse Christian short story that I have packaged with four other stories for a collection of short stories. And I'm making them available, whether you – you can afford to donate anything or not. If you just want the stories and you want something to read, I'll be happy to send them to you. All you have to do is send me an email. All the information is on Sports Map. Just go find the story with the picture of the Dalmatian. And basically, I'm just asking for a minimum $10 donation. I'm going to put that into a fund for our employees here who are going to need it. And if we do
it for me,
well, I don't think you're going to need it. But we've got some people who are going to need some help here over the next month, especially if they can't work much. And and that money's going to go to them. And if we do really well, we'll help out some listeners too. And if we don't do well, I'll just give what's there to the food bank and we'll move on. But it's a really good collection. It's got the novella I wrote in 2017 that I'm turning into my third novel, which will be out in 2022. So you get a sneak, not even a sneak preview. You'll get to see the story. I found the first short story. Well, my brother did. Props to him. First short story I ever wrote. It's not very good, but it's not available anywhere else. So that's in there. A couple others that were on my blog. And then I wrote a brand new Jesse Christian story, which is how I envision if I'm never going to write a trilogy out of it. But if I wrote a third book, this would be how the whole story ends. So all you have to do is you shoot me an email or DM me on Twitter and I'll send it to you and I'll give you the PayPal and Venmo information. And if you can't afford to give anything, then don't worry about it. I'm not going to go and check and say, hey, you know, I sent you this and you didn't do anything. I'm more than happy to give it to people right now who just want something to read and be entertained. So, like I said, send me an email or just go to the website on SportsMap and it'll tell you how to get in touch. But you can also, like I say, you can also DM me because some people don't like email. But
who doesn't like email?
I don't know. Some people just don't.
Okay.
But
that's an odd thing to take a stance against.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I they think I'm going to put them all on the sports map list or something. I'm not.
Okay.
I mean, if you send me an email and just say, "Hey, I want it," then I'll send you. It's basically a PDF file. We didn't have time to go through the whole publishing process and turn it into a Kindle or things like that. That would have taken 3 to 4 months. And so I decided let's just do it like this. You'll get a PDF. It's nice and personalized. And if you're a person who likes to write or you know are thinking about getting into anything creative like that. I kind of have some director's cut type stuff, like when they used to do the DVDs and it would be commentary over them. I kind of go through the thought process of everything and put that in there. So hopefully if you're interested in writing, maybe you'll pick up not how to do it, but how not to do it. How's that?
Works for me.
So, yeah, and we've already had a couple people, and I won't mention them, but really good listeners who've made significant donations. So we're building it up and... just hit me up on email and I will get it to you. And please share it with anybody who you think can help out a little bit. And if you have a friend who can't help but wants something to read, feel free to send it to them. I'm not trying to make money off of this for me. So and it'll be worth your time. I think it's fun to see. One of the fun things about this whole process putting these things together was seeing how much I evolved from a complete hack. In 1984 was the first short story. And everybody's wearing these Don Johnson shirts and stuff like that. So you'll get a real 80s feel for it. But it was a good story that just was pretty poorly written. But I left it the way it was. And now I've got the stuff that I've done more recently, you can just kind of see the evolution. So please check it out. That's it.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Fred.
Yeah.
Thank you for your contributions to the quarantine entertainment.
Well, it's that, and hopefully I don't have a lot of skills.
I know.
But hopefully I can be creative and do something for people. So, yeah, I know. You have to work with me. But getting back to D. Green's thing about does anybody know anybody's gotten sick? The thing about that is this is where I would ask everybody to be careful about information you're spreading. It's like all this stuff the National Guard's coming. And by the way, anybody who tweets out martial law again with M-A-R-S-H-A-L-L, please correct them.
No, that's the law of Slim Shady is coming.
Yeah, it's like everybody's doing it now. Who's Marshall?
Marshall?
Why does he get to be in charge?
Marshall Mathers.
Marshall Raylan Givens.
Yeah. We are Marshall.
Oh, I'd be okay with Raylan Givens running things right now.
he might be better off.
I think we would be better off. He has a way of handling things.
Yep.
So, 713-780-ESB is your number. 713-780-3776. And it is a Monday, man. It doesn't feel like Monday. Every day kind of feels the same now.
It's all running together, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the only thing that made it... feel like Monday was we had that meeting this morning, which, boy, I hope we don't have to do too many more of those over the phone, because you know how meetings are. They can be long and boring in person. Boy, over the phone, my goodness. I'm like, oh, man. But it's a hard time for, you know, all of us right now, because so much of the businesses that we, you know, count on, our partners, are the kind of people who can't really do much right now. That's why do your best to support them, man. Did you get any local food this weekend?
I did. I went up to Tejas. You know, Tejas Barbecue also has a burger joint. And I went over to their burger joint and had a pastrami burger, which Ooh. Is like a ground pastrami burger patty with sauerkraut and Swiss and house-made mustard. Oh, so good. Yeah, so we're trying. When we go out to eat, that's all we're doing right now. We're picking up from small businesses. There's a little place called Ambrita right across the street from my house, and they have really, really good margaritas. And my wife was disappointed to learn that in order to buy a half gallon of margarita, you also have to buy food, because she was she's trying to drink her dinner, and they're, you know.
Maybe you could pass this on to them, because this is what my friend Laura did at East End Hardware. She threw in a bag of chips for 25 cents.
Well, that seems like a good deal.
Yeah. So we got a bag of Lay's and then four drinks. So
all right.
Yeah. So that's food, right? You're selling it.
That's
with food.
Food.
All right, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. And one of the things that's still going on, horse racing. Now, Sam Houston has now officially shut down, by the way, for the rest of the year. But there are plenty of tracks still running, and BetUSRacing.com has you covered. That's what I was messing around with Saturday night. And I'll tell you what, they've got Santa Anita still going, Oaklawn still going. And there's new tracks starting up again, and you can get on there and bet. This is your one thing that you can bet on. And they offer daily rebates, which is great, especially when you run a bunch of money through there and you get in there the next day and see your rebates. You feel pretty good. They've also got a casino. They've got a sports book. If you like to play blackjack, you can get on there and do that. And BetUSRacing.com has it all. But that's not all. Blitz listeners qualify for an exclusive $500 welcome bonus. Let's go to BetUSRacing.com/TheBlitz. That's BetUSRacing.com/TheBlitz. Go to BetUSRacing.com/TheBlitz and sign up today.
This is The Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN.
ESPN.
97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Shout out to Rich, who just purchased one of the copies. And I just discovered that I cannot actually send it through direct message on Twitter. So I do need an email. You can DM me with your email address if you want, but I can't send it to you directly that way because I just tried that. So, yeah.
You know, when you look at, you know, when an organization brings in a head coach and they've got to build a culture, and we can get into the Texans culture here in a minute. I found a story that I'm surprised you didn't write, actually. One of the guys who's really big into building a culture is Ron Rivera. And this isn't going to have the same, you know, widespread, oh my God, what is he doing, fallout that Bill O'Brien getting rid of guys like Clowney and Hopkins did. But Ron Rivera basically just traded Quentin Dunbar, who's a starting caliber corner, a pretty good corner, actually, to the Seahawks for a fifth-round pick. And how the Texans didn't make a call there, you talk about needing a cornerback.
No kidding. No. They brought Vernon Hargraves back.
Right,
they
re-signed Vernon Hargraves.
They like to keep their own guys who they had for 6 games.
That's the priority, keep our own guys.
Wasn't Clowney their own guy? guy?
No.
Was it Hopkins?
No.
Okay, just checking.
No.
Okay.
And then they turn around. That's the fifth round pick is what they turn around and trade for Kyle Allen. So basically, think about that. They traded Quentin Dunbar, who's a pretty solid starting cornerback, for Kyle Allen. That's how important culture is to guys like Ron Rivera, and obviously to guys like Bill O'Brien.
Rivera's got a little bit of a track record that's better than O'Brien's.
Yeah, he's got some skins on the wall for sure. But boy, when you see moves like this, it just makes you scratch your head. Like, is that really the priority? So a guy's like, you know, it's basically we want guys who are all in or they're out. Period.
Well, what I don't get is some of these trades that we're seeing, like what the Broncos gave up to get Jarrell Casey, which was nothing. A trade like this where you're giving up nothing to get a quality cornerback, and basically the Seahawks gave up nothing to get Jadeveon Clowney. You see a whole bunch of trades like that, and then you see the ones where it's the exact opposite. And yeah, do I like the Bills trade for Stephon Diggs? Yeah, but that's a pretty steep price. You know, the Texans give away Hopkins for nothing. But it seems weird. It just seems like you either are paying two first-round picks or a first-round pick and a second for a Frank Clark, or you're getting a Jarrell Casey for a late-round pick.
Yeah.
It's just it's strange how that works. And, yeah, I don't know why you would get rid of a guy like that. So, just as I know you guys haven't been out much lately, but does it make things seem more scary when you see all these people with masks and gloves on? Not like if I run into the store, I don't mind it. And I'm kind of glad they have it because, you know, they're handling your stuff that you're to put it in a bag for you and everything.
Yeah, I went to the store today and HEB's got like these shields between the cashier and the consumer now, which I kind of like. What I noticed more was if there's a limit on it, people are going to buy the limit. And I'll be honest, I found myself being sucked into it. I would see something and it's like, oh, should I get that? It says there's limit two. I mean, maybe it's such a it makes you think that it's like a hot commodity, like you've got to buy two.
Right.
So my wife sent me a list of groceries to get, and like gallon of milk is on the grocery list, and it's like the milk is almost all gone, and it's like it says limit 2 gallons per person, and I'm like, I only need 1 gallon, but my mind instantly was tricked into thinking maybe I should get two. You know, it's funny how that works. There was no chicken, no fresh chicken to be had. You could get like frozen chicken, but if you want fresh chicken, forget it. The pork and beef, barely. It's pretty crazy. People are buying stuff up.
Yeah, and I would just say if you don't need the extra one, kind of leave it for the other person.
I mean, that's what I did. I was smart enough. I mean, I caught myself and said, dude, you're falling into this pandemonium. You don't need to. You need one gallon of milk. Get a gallon of milk.
And, yeah, I know they have a limit, like I think four chicken things that you can get.
Oh, mine was sold out of chicken.
Oh, really? Yeah, because the wife went Sunday and pretty much got enough to last us for 2 weeks. But HEB, shout out to them. They're, you know, they always do a good job. But they're, you know, especially now with all this, with all the things that are happening, I mean, I do think they're doing a good job of what they're limiting and things like that. And hopefully people will hopefully people will be smart. So he says, I was angry at myself this weekend because I felt like I was contributing to the madness I hate. Yeah, well, that's, I understand why people get drawn into it, man. And, you know, that's why you can't sit there and watch CNN all day, and you can't watch all these videos of people, you know, lining up around the block or fighting in a Costco. I mean, you know, you just got to be reasonable, because if we're all just reasonable, we'll be fine here. If we don't use more than we need, if we're not out panicking, it's going to be okay. But it's hard not to, man. I mean, when you listen to the news and then you see some guy on there talking about, oh, this is going to be horrible, there's going to be a million sick people. And, you know, I mean, we don't know that, you know. So there's a lot of misinformation being spread. And I don't know about you guys, but when I get bored, that's where my mind goes to bad places. And I think we're all in that spot, right? We're all bored right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, I worry about it sometimes, too. And I sit at home and I'll catch myself because I start, you know, I'll start getting depressed when I start thinking about the long-term impact of this thing. And it's like, you know what? We just let's get by today, get by tomorrow. Let's do the best we can and not freak out. And it's hard because I know a lot of people want to freak out. And if you read Twitter, everybody's freaking out. So, that's the thing. Oh, did you see what Dustin just tweeted us?
No.
Travis Frederick retiring from football.
I'll be damned.
Well, he had that really weird injury, right? I mean, that's, that's definitely, it's probably a reason behind it. I mean, he's a hell of a player for him. But,
yep.
Poor
Cowboys. What will they do?
I think they're doing fine. So, and Lamont says, I can almost validate people buying more than they need to limit their exposure from going back out. It's messed up, but that's the reality. Yeah, but you know what? You can also just grab some other stuff. Like, if you're going to go get 2 weeks worth of food, it doesn't have to all be the best beef and the best chicken. You know, we bought some frozen patties, basically, because, that was what was available. And, it's not great food, but you know what? It's okay. So, I get that you don't want to go out much, especially if you've got kids and you've got to load up as much as you can. But hopefully, like I said, hopefully this will end soon. Stu the Body said, frozen turkey, $6 for a 10-pound bird.
Damn.
Yeah, there was a lot of...
I bought a big-ass ham today.
Really?
Because I was like, what can I make that I can eat on for a long while? And ham was like $1.60-something a pound. And I was like, oh, I'll just buy a big-ass ham and eat that for like a week.
That's not a bad idea. Yeah. All right. We are going to take a quick break. Lance Zierlein scheduled to join us next. He, too, is at home. Look forward to talking to him. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
G'day, Sam Windsor from the Houston Sabercats here. Rugby's simple. Make tackles, hit rucks, score tries. Almost as simple as using the app. Stream ESPN 97.5 from anywhere, even down under.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. Waiting for our man Lance Zierlein, who is scheduled to join us, but...
I hope he didn't get the Rona.
Well, he worries me because he's got lung problems already. He's got asthma and all that stuff. So
he's high risk, you're saying?
Yeah, you got to keep the Rona away from him. We need Lance.
Yeah, I don't want him to get it.
Lance is one of our MVPs. I mean, he's definitely on the Galmedia Rushmore, no question. So
let's not get the Rushmore list already.
Yeah, I did that just for you. Lee on Twitch asking, Fred, are you working from home tomorrow? That's the plan. I should have the capability. But then we're also working on a deal where I might be able to tap into the Twitch channel from home. I'm going to talk to Brandon about that. And, not so that you guys can see me, but so that you guys can comment. If, I know people don't want to see, because especially since I'll probably be like, in my underwear or something. I don't know. Shout out to Jose and Santos, who picked up their copies of Falcon Tales. It's appreciate you guys. Like I said, going to a good cause. Well, the other kind of weird thing, and I saw my son tweeting out about this today, is they're doing all their classes at UH online now. And I know that's been a trend, and there's a lot of schools that are all online. But I still think there's some things out there that, labs and stuff like that, that really benefit from being there. And I just kind of wonder, there's these little impacts that, hadn't really even thought about, but, you know, like my daughter not having a prom now, and maybe not having a graduation, and, you know, classes that you can't take because you really do need to be there in person.
Yeah.
It's affecting a lot of people in ways that you don't really think about, besides the obvious. So 713-780-ESPN. So what's going on in there, Andrew?
Oh, I texted Lance at 5:05, and I was like, we're going to be good to go with Fred and AJ at 5:30? He's like, yeah, sounds good. And I've called him three times now, and I've gone to voicemail every time.
Well, you know, Lance is kind
of... time NFL guy.
He is. He's probably having...
His mock draft got released on NFL. Like, the main feed of NFL on Twitter tweeted out his mock draft today, so he's probably deep in it.
Yeah, he's probably defending it. So, 832 wants a dynamo cam tomorrow. Yeah, the... Yeah, you guys would love to see her, but the problem is she'll just bark the whole time. That will not make great radio.
Yeah, you have misbehaved animals.
Well, she's just, you know, she's a sweetheart of a dog. She's just busy. She's, I don't know what the word I'm looking for is, rambunctious. And she likes to bark at pretty much everything, and it's really bleeping annoying, especially when... You know, she does it and you're not expecting it. But 713-780-ESPN. Ah, there we go. I knew we would get him because he is a legend. He is the great master of the mock draft. Matt Zierlein. What's up, buddy?
What's going on? How you guys doing?
Yeah, hanging in, my man. Hanging in. So how was the reception to your mock draft?
Poor, as expected.
Are you breathing all right? Are you alive? Did you just run?
Nah, I'm telling you. I got a little shortness of breath going.
Oh, no. We just talked about this. We can't afford to lose you, Lance.
I literally just jumped. I do seriously think I've had something going on for a couple weeks. So I think it's just there's no fever or anything like that. It's just
Did you die?
Oh, no. He died.
Did he die on us? Right in the middle of a sentence?
It's just... Yeah, that's his last words.
That would be a horrible last word. Oh, man.
Why Lance? Why couldn't this have happened to Raheel or Barry or Joel or Charlie? I mean, anybody.
Yeah, I mean, there's a list I'd go through. I'd rather have it happen to me than Lance, to be honest
with
you.
Yeah, why not Fred? Oh.
As far as the station goes, yeah. Oh, man. I'm sure he just got off. At least I hope. You always thought it would be great for ratings if I were to die on air. I don't think that would have...
Not like that.
No, no. It's got to be something fun.
It's got to be dramatic. There's got to be a scene.
Okay, so, is it 3 days later he's risen from the grave?
What's up? I'm here, but I can't make jokes because I'm in a grocery store.
Oh, okay. No.
I can't. Like, I'd make a joke, but I can't.
Well, are they limiting you on chicken?
No, I'm fine. I'm fine, I think. I just, you know.
Lance lives in a rich neighborhood. He's allowed to get however much he wants.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I live in the slums, so for me, there's a limit.
So, well, we have limits. We have limits. My wife, I got to figure out if I'm able to get this milk or not, but I'm going to anyway. I don't care what she says. I'm drinking whole milk since we've only got a couple months anyway.
Yeah, you're just living your best life. Ice cream, whatever.
That's right. I'm living my best life.
Well, what's been the, on your mock draft, what's been the biggest backlash? Is it the trade at the top that you projected?
It's trading the first pick. It's Burrow. It's pretty much just Bengals fans are super pissed.
How many Bengals fans are there on the internet? It can't be that many.
More than you think. They're all coming after me. I don't know how many there are, but none of them like me.
Well, I'm
telling you, Bengals fans really, really have their heart set on Joe Burrow. I mean, like, really, really have their heart set. So anything that takes Joe Burrow away from the Bengals is really, or anyone who says something ugly about Joe Burrow, like, hey, his arm isn't super strong, but he's really got tons of intangibles. He's a really good player. I'm sorry, excuse me. Could you go back to the arm part?
Because he's basically Jamarcus Russell with intangibles.
Yeah, you can't say anything. Like, you can't, it's that thing. They're so into Joe Burrow as the next Tom Brady that they can't even think straight.
That's fascinating to me because I'll be honest, like really any of these quarterbacks in this draft, if you told me I can have Joe Burrow, or I could have Tua in another first in a second, or you know, Justin Herbert in another first in a second.
Yeah,
I would take the extra picks in a heartbeat because I don't think there's that much separating those guys.
Yeah, I don't. You know, I'm not sure that there is a ton separating them. I think that's the part is that there's a lot to, you know, there's a lot to like about Joe Burrow. But is there a lot to like Joe Burrow? If you like, for example, if you knew you could go 1-5, like I had it, and then flip flop, and then had a deal with 3 and go 5-3, and still pick up additional picks and get Tua and those additional picks, I mean, seems like that's kind of a no brainer, right?
I mean, to me, it's a lock.
But here's the problem, though, guys. Tua, you're not going to be able to check with your medical staff, so there is a concern, and I've done this long enough to know that just what's reported on television isn't always what certain teams have. Like, certain teams will see it a different way, you know, when their medical squad gets to it. They may say, oh, we think this is degenerative, and he may have a hard time playing more than 6 or 7 years. So, you know, I can't speak to that. I don't know if that's a concern or not.
Is the coronavirus, is this affecting teams' ability to bring guys in and have individual workouts and
oh,
things
yeah.
like that? Like, oh, so, I mean, are teams flying more in the blind than normal?
It's 100% in the blind. You can't cancel all trips. You usually can bring in 30 players for individual workouts. And those individual workouts, well, they're individual visits. And those individual visits would include a chance to, you know, have some medical stuff. And you can't do it now. So you are flying blind, 100%. That's why whatever you had at the combine, if you were a combine guy, you're in good shape. If you weren't a combine guy or if you didn't work out at the combine, that's a little bit of a problem because the NFL is like, shoot, we don't, you know, these teams don't know for sure. And yeah. if they didn't get the answers they needed at the combine, if you had a medical recheck they wanted on you, then they're not getting their answers.
Or like T. Higgins, who decided not to run because he needed a rest.
Right.
Now we'll never see him run. I mean, there's zero chance he goes in the first round now.
Right. I mean, no, he's not going to. He ran. He worked out and ran a like a 4.6.
Oh, well, so there's still zero chance he's going in the first round, then, you're saying?
No, he's not going to the first round. He jumped 31 inches, which is not good. Even though he's, you know, a tall guy with long arms, to win jump balls, that's just one of those things where they're not crazy about a guy who doesn't test well. Really slow 10-yard split, 1.66 is super slow, super slow. And he didn't get off the line that quickly. So, yeah, he put everything in one basket. I'll tell you another guy, Grant Delpit. Delpit is – there's going to be – I figured out this weekend, there's going to be a lot of football fans who don't – who are way higher on Grant Delpit than NFL teams are. And he didn't get a chance to run, and that's going to hurt him because teams are not going to take a – he's not a good tackler, tons of missed tackles. And they're not going to take a chance with a guy who just, you know, that they question his running. They didn't get to see him run. So now he already has some issues with tackles, you know, being able to make consistent tackles. So I think it's going to really hurt him. There's some guys this is definitely going to hurt.
Who are the guys, because obviously now, we know that replacing DeAndre Hopkins is impossible for the Texans, but it's kind of assumed now that they're going to use at least one of those day two picks on a wide receiver. Who are some guys that you could see being there that could be an impact guy for the Texans or could even remotely replace what they lost with Hopkins?
So the guy that makes the most sense to me is Michael Pittman from USC. Because he's big, he's physical, he can make contested catches. He does some of the things DeAndre Hopkins did. So if you got a speed guy in Will Fuller, which, you know, you don't know if you actually have him or not, but Pittman makes sense playing that role of DeAndre Hopkins. If you want to go the other direction and say, well, we want a guy who's kind of multifaceted and can do a little of this, a little of that, and is very explosive and has speed, and then if Jalen Reagor is still there from TCU, he would be a guy that you'd be interested in. Now, that's with the first pick of the second round, the Arizona pick of the second round. That's not with yours because both those guys will be long gone by that point. I would also say a guy like Brandon Ayuk, who is kind of a do-it-all player. The problem is there's some of – you know, you just paid a bunch of money for Randall Cobb, and he does some of the same stuff. I mean, so, but only way, way cheaper and way, way younger. So, and I'm not really sure how he would fit in, because he's more of a catch and run specialist from Arizona State. But there's definitely some guys that can help out. Like, I think the 40th pick, depending on if there's a run at wide receiver, I think you can get a good wide receiver at pick number 40 and then figure out a different position with that second round pick, with your own second round pick, which is whatever, 56, I think it is, something like that.
What are your thoughts on Chenault, the kid from Colorado, and the guy from Notre Dame, Claypool?
Yeah, so I like Chase Claypool. I think Chase Claypool has got a chance to be a good NFL player. Worst case scenario, he turns into a special team stud and a guy who can get you, you know, 45 catches in a year. That's not what you want, but I'm giving you worst case scenario. But I actually think he's got some upside. I like Chase Claypool, and I think he's got the ability to get a lot better. Problem with Chenault is that this is now his third major. He's had a shoulder injury, he's had a groin injury, and now he has a core muscle injury. These are three injuries. He was already considered boom bust before that. He ran in the high 4.5s at the combine. He's a good, big, you know, big, good-looking guy who, in terms of the body type and everything, and then he, you know, he was very good at he was very good with the direct snap stuff that they did, but that's not really an NFL thing. You're not going to do that over and over and over. So running routes and the things that he's going to have to do as an NFL stud receiver, those are still question marks. So it's the health concerns me, because we're sitting here talking about a bunch of wide receivers with the Texans who just can't stay healthy. And adding a guy with known health issues, it seems like that's the last thing that they should be considering.
All right, that's Lance Zierlein. Go check out his mock draft on NFL.com. And Stephen, the weather guy, said, I can't imagine walking through HEB and seeing a guy breaking down the NFL draft on the bread aisle. So
I'm at a Kroger. HEB's too crowded. I'm at a Kroger.
All right, great stuff, man. We will talk to you soon, brother.
All right, we'll see you guys.
All right, we're going to take a very quick break. I'm going to shout out to my man, Jason, who just made a real nice donation today for his copy of the short stories. So
I've got a couple things we can do next on the NFL. I've got the story still that I thought maybe you would have written.
Is that the Bill O'Brien one?
It's the brief history. I
actually
worst decisions.
Already I did write it.
Oh, is yours similar?
Well, yeah, I wrote one basically, I don't know, about a month ago, and it wasn't, you know, it wasn't framed like that, but it was like, here's everything that this guy's done. And it was pretty much all of that stuff. But we'll talk about it.
And the Texans have made history. They've made a list of the worst trades in NFL history.
I saw that, too.
Run through some of those as well.
Well, we do have a gym of the day when we come back.
We can do that first.
Yeah, but
it's your rules.
No, it's not my rules. It's just...
It's your rules.
I'd like to keep things as normal as possible, sir.
All right.
All right, quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Let's do a quick Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
All right, I had to do this one just because I love the name of it. The Lucky Devil Lounge in Portland, Oregon.
Okay.
So they're working on keeping their kitchen open for food deliveries and staff employed. It is a strip club. Dancers will be delivering the food orders topless to your doorstep, and they're calling it Boober Eats.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, I like the name.
Yeah.
So yeah, you can see some boobs and get some food in Portland, and just order Boober Eats. That's simple.
Wow.
So there you have it. That's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. You want to get into some of this NFL stuff?
Yeah, we can get into a little bit of it. I wanted to burn – I feel like the Bill O'Brien thing may take too much time. But it basically talks about – I mean, the fact that Bill O'Brien still is involved in this franchise is pretty unbelievable. It's 20 – I mean, he got here in 2014. And since then, he has done some bad things. And SBNation.com put together a list of them. And they divided him into three categories. Category one is trades. Not getting a first rounder for Hopkins is an all-time bad trade. I think we all agree.
Yeah,
he's one of the top three or four receivers in the league, and they got basically a broken down running back and a second round pick for him. Not wise.
A broken down running back that they're paying way too much money for.
Yeah, and they didn't. I mean, the fact that they didn't get a first round pick and they don't have one is just mind-blowing to me. Texans waited way too long to get a left tackle, which, you know, once they traded Dwayne Brown, they waited through 2018 and watched Deshaun get sacked 19 times in 7 games before getting his ACL torn in his rookie year, and then 62 sacks in 2018. Instead, they didn't properly address the glaring need until less than a week before the 2019 season started. And of course, they paid a premium, acquiring Tunsil and Stills, giving up 2 first round picks and a second round pick, and you know, obviously, this was a situation where there's debate over whether or not the trade was the right move, whether they gave up too much or not. I tend to believe they gave up too much, but if you don't think that, I think you at least have to believe that the Texans should have already locked up Tunsil when they traded for him. That should have been part of the agreement.
Absolutely.
And then only getting a third round pick and, you know, a couple bummy special teamers for Jadeveon Clowney, Bartavius Mingo, and Jacob Martin. So when you make those trades for Laremy Tunsil, we've talked about this before. You trade for Laremy Tunsil, you give up your future, you say we're in win now mode, and then you give up one of your best players for nothing, and that's not a win-now move. And then the Texans give up a third-round pick for Duke Johnson and an offensive lineman for Carlos Hyde.
I wouldn't argue that Rankin was – the mistake was drafting him.
Yes.
I can't sit here and tell you that that was a bad deal. Carlos Hyde had a good season for you, and Rankin was useless.
Well, I mean, Rankin was depth on a team that – had a really bad offensive line the year before. I agree with you. I don't mind that as much. But if you're going to give up a third round pick for Duke Johnson, I don't know what you're looking at there.
I wish they would have used him a little more and used him the right way, because I think he would have been worth it if you got him out of the backfield and thrown him the ball more often. But you know, I think that's too much for how they used him.
Category two, play calling. Of course, he brings up the Texans' divisional round loss to the Chiefs, O'Brien's biggest play-calling failure. I think that's hard to argue.
Yeah, got no problem with that.
It says, Ed Werder, it's got his tweet. I walked with Texans head coach Bill O'Brien from his dressing room to the team bus. One interesting point about not going on fourth down at the KC 11 was he sent in a play for first down, believing they made it, not fourth down. Changed mind during timeout, go kick field goal. And, of course, on Houston's next drive after Kansas City scores its first touchdown, they try the fake punt. I mean, just a disaster. And we all know what happened, 51-31. They've got several examples of his fourth down calls. 2016 Monday Night Football against the Raiders. Punts on 4th and 5 near midfield when his team was down 27-20 with 3 minutes left. Of course, they never saw the ball back. 2017 opted for a field goal in the red zone on 4th and 1 against the Patriots to go up 33-28 with 2:28 left.
Yes.
Of course, Tom Brady gets the ball, game-winning touchdown drive. And 2018, the Texans lost to the Colts in the playoffs when Houston went for five fourth downs and turned the ball over on downs three times. Not exactly great. And then it goes into a long list of his quarterbacking decisions.
Oh, yeah. We've talked about those a lot.
He wanted Brock Osweiler. And I don't think it's not just he wanted Brock Osweiler. He wanted Ryan Mallett. Like Brian Hoyer. These were guys he believed were the right guys.
Remember Hard Knocks? These guys can play.
Yeah. And then they went out 4 years, $72 million for Osweiler. He goes, Osweiler and Rick Smith. I mean, we can't blame it all on Bill, but you probably blame most of it. And then, of course, you have to give up a second-round pick just to get rid of him because he's that bad. I bring it up every chance I get that Bill O'Brien, he believed that Tom Savage gave them a better chance to win. That's the quote. We have a better chance to win with Tom Savage than Deshaun Watson, which I'll still never in my life understand anybody saying those words who had seen them play football. Bill O'Brien in really a short time has made himself out to be one of the worst coaches and GMs in NFL history, honestly, despite the fact that his record isn't awful.
Yeah, I mean, and to be fair, there's a lot of really good coaches who do stupid stuff like that. But, I mean, he's consistent. I think the GM thing is to me glaringly worse, because you make a mistake on a play call in a game, you might cost yourself a game. You make a mistake as a GM, you might cost yourself a season. And I think that's what concerns me is that he may have made enough mistakes that this team goes backward enough that they're not even a playoff team, even with the extra playoff team. And those are decisions that are much more damaging, and he keeps making them. So maybe he'll prove us all wrong, AJ. I'm sure that deal will work out.
Oh,
it's awesome.
It's any day now, it's coming.
Yeah. 832 said, "Will you hook me up with a copy of your book? Just looking for something to pass my time. Send me your email address, and I'll send you one." And again, guys, if you can't afford to donate anything, don't worry about it. Just I'm happy to send you the book so you got something to read. And if you can help, great.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows. And you might be thinking, well, this isn't a great time for me to upgrade my windows. And I would tell you, you might be wrong, because obviously the economy is taking a downturn, and a great way to save on your bills is on your electric bills. And you can invest in beautiful quality windows. These are Texas tough windows made in Texas to sustain the weather elements here. You can save up to 40% on your energy bills with vinyl windows. They've got senior discounts, first responder discounts, military discounts, cash discounts, and the spring special going on right now. No payments for 2 years. 30% off all windows. Now is actually a great time to upgrade your windows. Family-owned and operated for over four generations. They've been around. They're going to be around for the long haul. For the best rate, you know who to call. Call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows. Give them a call today, 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936, or check them out online at allstatesidingandwindows.com. For the best rate, call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows.
ESPN 97.5.